Happy Thursday, everyone. This is Laura Robin filling in for Ross Parlon. Today is February 4th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1902, the Montreal Hockey Club beat the Winnipeg Victorias 2-1 for a 2-1 challenge series victory for the Stanley Cup. In 1903, again, the Montreal Hockey Club beat the Winnipeg Victorias 4-1 for a 2-1 challenge series win for the Stanley Cup. In 1931, the National League adopted a debtor baseball. In 1932, the third Winter Olympic Games opened in Lake Placid, New York. In 1952, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American executive of a major TV station at WNBC, New York. In 1958, the MLB Hall of Fame failed to elect anyone for the first time since 1950. In 1969, John Madden was named the head coach of the NFL Oakland Raiders. In 1971, baseball announced a special Hall of Fame wing for blacks. In 1973, the Islanders and Sabres had a penalty-free game. In 1987, the Sacramento Kings scored only 4 points in the first quarter against the Lakers, which was the fewest in a period since the introduction of a 24-second shot clock in 1954. In 1990, Anders Holmertz swam the world record 400-meter freestyle in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Also in 1990, Ludmila Narazilenko ran the world record 60-meter hurdles indoor in 7.6 seconds. In 1990, again, the St. Petersburg Pelicans beat the West Palm Beach Tropics 12-4 to win the first Senior Professional Baseball Association championship. And lastly, in 1991, baseball's Hall of Fame Board of Directors voted 12-0 to bar Pete Rose due to his betting on games while he was a player and a manager. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today we'll be talking about the namesake for the most popular football video game franchise. A man who was a Super Bowl champion coach and one of the most iconic broadcasters in NFL history. I'm talking about the one and only John Madden. A football star in high school, Madden initially played one season at the College of San Mateo in 1954 before he was given a football scholarship to the University of Oregon, studying pre-law and playing football with boyhood friend John Robinson. He was redshirted because of a knee injury and had a knee operation. Then he attended the College of San Mateo in 1955, then Grays Harbor College, playing in the fall of 1956, before transferring to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, where he played both offense and defense for the Mustangs in 1957 and 1958, while earning a BS in education in 1959 and an MA in education in 1961. He won all-conference honors at offensive tackle and was a catcher on Cal Poly's baseball team. Madden was drafted in the 21st round, 244th overall, by the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles in 1958, but in his first training camp suffered an injury on his other knee, ending his playing career before he ever got a chance to play professionally. Madden recounted how he became involved with coaching. He said, "I got hurt in my rookie year with the Philadelphia Eagles, a knee injury, and I couldn't play. While I was rehabbing, Norm Van Brocklin would be watching films and would be explaining what was happening. I ended up with a degree in teaching, and my love for football meshed with teaching." In 1960, he became an assistant coach at Allen Hancock College in Santa Maria and was promoted to head coach in 1962. Following the 1963 season, he was hired as a defensive assistant coach at San Diego State, where he served through 1966. During that final campaign, the 1966 Aztecs were ranked among the top small colleges in the country. While at San Diego State, Madden coached under Don Coryell, whom Madden credits as being an influence on his coaching, and who he feels will one day be included in the Hall of Fame. Building on that success, Madden was hired by Al Davis as linebackers coach for the AFL's Oakland Raiders in 1967, putting him in the Sid Gilman coaching tree. He helped the tree reach Super Bowl II that season. A year later, after Raiders head coach John Roach resigned to take the same position with the Buffalo Bills, Madden was named the Raiders head coach on February 4, 1969, becoming, at the age of 32, professional football's youngest head coach of that time. According to former Raiders coach Dennis Allen, John Madden was arguably the best Oakland Raiders coach in the history of the team. Madden's Raiders reached and lost 5 AFC championship games in 7 years, which left the Raiders with the same image that the Dallas Cowboys had previously had, as a team unable to win the big one. Despite a 12-1-1 mark in 1969, the team lost 17-7 to the Kansas City Chiefs in the final American Football League championship game. 3 years later, what appeared to be a last-minute victory over the Steelers instead became a part of football lore when Franco Harris's immaculate reception gave Pittsburgh a 13-7 win. Then, in 1974, after defeating the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Miami Dolphins in dramatic fashion, the Raiders lost again to the Steelers in the AFC championship game. In 1975, the Raiders went 11-3 and lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game by a score of 16-10. In 1976, the Raiders went 13-1 in the regular season and escaped the first round of playoffs with a dramatic and controversial victory over the New England Patriots. In the second round of the playoffs, they defeated the Steelers for the AFC Championship. On January 9th, 1977, Madden's Raiders finally captured their first Super Bowl with a convincing 32-14 win over the Minnesota Vikings. The Raiders lost the AFC Championship game in 1977 to the Denver Broncos. After the Raiders failed to qualify for the postseason in 1978, Madden announced his retirement on January 4, 1979, due to an increasingly deteriorating ulcer condition, and occupational burnout. Among Madden's accomplishments as a head coach were winning a Super Bowl and becoming the youngest coach to reach 100 career regular season victories, a record he compiled in only 10 full seasons of coaching at the age of 42. Madden is still the coach with the most wins in Raiders history. Madden never had a losing season as a head coach. His overall winning percentage, including playoff games, ranks second in league history. Madden achieved his record during a period that included head coaches Tom Landry, Don Shula, Chuck Knoll, and Bud Grant, who are generally regarded as the top coaches of that era. From 1979 through 2008, Madden worked as a color commentator slash analyst on NFL games for all 4 major American television networks. John Madden has lent his voice, personality, and name to the Madden NFL series of football video games published by the Electronic Arts Sports since 1988. Entries in the series have consistently been bestsellers, to the extent that they have even spawned TV shows featuring competition between players of the games. Despite Madden's retirement as a broadcaster in 2009, he still continues to lend his name and provide creative input to the series, which is so popular that he is better known as the face of Madden than as a Super Bowl-winning coach and broadcaster. Madden views the game as an educational tool. During initial planning conversations with Electronic Arts founder Trip Hawkins in 1984, Madden envisioned the program as a tool for teaching and testing plays. He stated in 2012 that Madden NFL was, quote, a way for people to learn the game of football and participate in the game at a pretty sophisticated level. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, and follow us on all social media at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the intro music, and for Ross Parlon, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.